I saw people, and I know you getting a real tree. Are you getting a real Christmas tree, or are you sticking with fake?
You know me. I love a good real one.
Well, 386-226-9892.
Yeah, because people are really passionate. It's either you are team real or team artificial.
I was team real forever until I met my wife.
Really?
Now I'm artificial.
Now, when she switched you over, right. did you fight with her, or you're just like, actually, you're right, this is probably easier?
Nah, I don't fight at all.
Yeah?
I just be like, okay.
386.
Because I didn't have to go put things in my car, and like it came in a box instead of with all those. And then I didn't have to vacuum my car out. I feel like the lights just work all the time. It's nice.
386-226-9892. Now, I get it with that. But there's nothing like a real tree. And the smell and the pine needles everywhere you have to vacuum up.
We have a candle that smells like a Christmas tree.
Well,
so it smells exactly the same, I'm telling you.
But listen, where do I get mine out of Destination Daytona, like Gardner Tree Farms. They come and they'll set it up for you, so we don't have to do anything.
What do you mean they go and set it up for you?
You pay a little extra, and they will come and they will pop that baby in your tree stand for you.
What?
Yes.
They deliver?
They sure.
Is it like Goober Eats?
Yeah, it's like Truber Eats. Yes, Tree Uber.
Really?
Yes, it is worth every penny.
So you go out there, you pick a tree, and you go, I'll take this one.
Yep.
Here's give them my address.
For a small fee, they will deliver it for
Who
you.
Who delivers it?
She has like a group. Carl, he's a really nice guy. He actually listens to the show. Thank you very much. And yes.
Okay.
They're great guys.
I like Carl.
Yeah. Carl with a K. But
Carl with a K.
Carl with a K.
But so he puts up the Christmas tree. He doesn't decorate. He just puts it in the stand.
Which last year, Joey and I almost broke up 42 times trying to put this tree in the stand because it kept falling. So it is worth every penny.
You almost broke up over the tree? You better get it together.
Just kidding.
That's probably the least of things that we're going to fight about over time.
But you know what I mean. So if you have a real one, I'm just saying it helps.
Do you like real or fake? 386-226-9892.
Artificial trees will never compare to real ones. That smell is just so nice. I'm with Kay on this one.
Yeah. I'm not against real trees.
But having them.
We don't have them.
Yeah. Now, you have multiple trees. Oh, no. Yeah. They're all artificial.
They're all artificial. Every tree in the house is artificial. Not a real tree.
But then, isn't it annoying having to fluff them whenever you take them out of the attic? You know?
I will not answer that question.
But what? Jordan probably does that, though. You don't have to do that?
Oh, excuse me.
I'm asking.
No, I fluff the tree every time. Every tree I fluff. I got to unfluff it at the end of this. You started it. I go up there. I got to squeeze that thing together. You know what it takes to put that thing up in the attic? The both of them.
Tell us, dude.
I'll tell you. It doesn't fit. Okay? And so I got to squeeze it together. And I got to put it up there. And then I got to take the whole thing apart up there and put it back together up there. And I'm telling you, when I get it down, I'm fluffing it. I fluff every single branch on that tree.
If you went real tree, you wouldn't have to fluff anything.
You just have to fluff. It's got to settle.
I
got to settle it myself.
Just water it. That's all you're going to do. Somebody said, I've had a real Christmas tree my whole life until I met my wife. It's been artificial here on out with the candle that smells. Is that Tremble that texted in?
See that? I'm telling you.
Real trees bother my allergies.
That's where I found.
Yeah, Joey too, but it's fine.
Somebody said, how many trees do you have? I have seven. All are artificial. Mm-hmm. I have, I think, only four up right now. Five.
Seven? Do you have one in a bathroom?
You bet you there's different. Yeah, you put them in rooms.
I guess you could have, yeah, little fake little babies.
You know, the kids can decorate their own tree.
Yes. Oh, I cannot wait for that.
It's a little tree, but it's they have their own.
It's their own.
Artificial trees.
The way to go. Christmas tree scented candles. No, there's nothing like the authenticity of a real tree.
I'm telling you, people are saying artificial. More are saying artificial right now than real.
Where are my real ones at? Come on.
Well, I'll tell you this. Real ones are booming. ABC says Christmas tree farms are breaking sales records this year because of the coronavirus.
Boom!
The farms say people are decorating earlier this year because it's, of course, a diversion from the pandemic and politics.
Yes, it's a nice escape.
Some farms are so busy that they have to schedule appointments now.
Yeah.
To let people, because they've been so swarmed.
I texted the tree farm during when we were in COVID quarantine. I said, when can I get this Christmas tree the earliest? Like, is it here and when? And she was like, sorry, Thanksgiving.
Dear tree farm, it's Kaylee, radio. When can I come down and get my tree?
I'm not kidding you. I was like, as soon as possible, please.
Man.
Yeah, come on. All right, thank you, real people. I was going to say, a lot of artificial people are.
Real tree in living room, fake tree in kids' rooms.
That's a good idea.
Never had a real tree. Me and my daughter are allergic to them. Yeah, see, that's...
Yeah, the allergies could be a bad thing, but... Okay, here we go. Real.
Real tree fans are busy vacuuming up the needles, somebody said. They're too busy cleaning up.
And I don't hate one bit of it.
I prefer real, but with three dogs and three cats, has to be artificial.
Oh, I bet if you have cats, it is one thing.
25 years old, we have had a real tree our whole life. I had a real tree up until, again, I got married. So
and
that was what we did.
You make changes.
Yeah. I remember those trees, though. They were a mess.
Yeah. It's kind of like a question that you ask on the first date. Like, you can't talk politics or certain things. You can't talk, do you want kids? But you can say, are you a real or a fake tree kind of person?
Yeah.
And then there you go.
I feel like you're judging us artificially.
I'm not judging. Listen,
there's the tone that you...
I got a little 4-foot fake one for this for our dining room.
Say, Trimble has an artificial tree.
Trimble has an artificial tree.
Mm. Say, Trimble has a real tree.
Trimble has a real tree.
See? And by now, I have that drop. Thank you, Kaylee. You said you seemed more passionate when you said I had a real tree.
What are you talking about?
In a very creepy, weird way you said that, by the way.
That is
good. Just want to be clear on that.
Let's do it again. Let's say it again.
One more time. Trimble has an artificial tree.
Trimble has an artificial tree.
Trimble has a real tree.
Trimble has a real tree.
You still, your voice went up.
That was not
your voice
no difference.
Clearly went up.
There's no difference
yes,
in
it
that.
Did.
No.
Yes,
listen,
it did.
I accept real and fake all around, okay?
Cassandra says, we got a real tree once when I was a kid and broke out in hives. Never got another real tree since. It's not funny because now you see people like, you know, they're scratching itching. One year I decided we'd try getting a real tree for my kids, but then someone said I had to water it and vacuum constantly and whatnot. So I said, forget that.
I mean,
and got the artificial tree. Trust me, the time saving is great.
You kind of have to, but it's so worth it to me.
Yeah.
But then the tree burns after the fact are a lot of fun.
Yeah, most people can't burn their trees in their front yard, though.
Oh.
That's the other side of that.
It's on Facebook. I'll put it on Instagram, too. Are you a real or an artificial kind of tree person? Oh, my gosh.
It's December 26th, everybody. We're going out front to burn Christmas trees.
It's in the back, actually.
It's in the back. I got a tree in the front. We're going to have a big old tree farm burn.
Tree burn. Why not?
That's right. Everybody can come over and bring their trees. We're going to burn them down right here on the lawn.
Yeah.
Right here out back.
You can bring them early so you don't have to bring them at night and you just pop them in the fire pit.
Yeah! There ain't no laws with the claws when we're burning down the trees. That's what we're doing up there, December 26th at my house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah!
You'll know where we're at.
Yeah!
Somebody said, we burn our tree on New Year's Eve. That's a great idea.
Yeah. What happens in the morning? I don't understand that. What happens in the morning?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. I was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, not Christmas. We do have a big, we had a grass burn stain for a while, but it's fine.
Somebody said, I'm judging the fake trees, Trimble.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
I can
alone.
Tell by your tone via text.
Right.
Surprised you didn't put that in all caps. Well, there you go.
It's on Instagram and Facebook. What are you?
Yeah.
I feel like you judge the real tree kind of people. Well, you were once one, too.
I was once a real.
Right.
Now I'm a fake. That's what it is. All right. Well, 386-226-9892. And there you go. Somebody said we also burned our trees.
Thank you.
Best bonfires ever.
That's right.
Where are you burning these trees at?
Maybe you got to go out in the woods.
Yeah.
In the sticks.
I know for a fact the HOA would come over and I'll burn those things down. I'll burn the fake ones down just to get the HOA to come to my house.
Gosh.
I just want them to come to my door and like, did you burn your tree down yesterday?
No. What are you talking about?
No, I didn't. You have a big burn mark in your front yard. I go, well, that's my front yard. You stay off of it.
That's what you get for having an HOA.
You're going to need to repair that burn mark before within 30 days or you'd be fine. Okay.